Shalom Aleichem, everyone. For the last couple of shiurim, we've been talking about when and how produce can receive Kedushas Shvi'is. Today's shiur is an addendum to the last shiur, which discussed what type of produce has Kedusha, and it's also an introduction to the next shiur, which will discuss, Yemetz Hashem, where produce needs to grow in order to have Kedusha. Again, in the last year, we spoke about the kind of produce that can have Kedusha. One general category of produce is called Sfichin. Sfichin refers to any kind of produce, fruits, vegetables, whatever it is, that grew during the seventh year. More specifically, it refers to produce that grew but was not planted on purpose. Sometimes grain, for example, may grow on its own from seeds that fell last year. Or sometimes the wind blows seeds onto a field and grain grows on its own without being planted or worked on purpose. Those are called sfichin, and we have to ask the question of if and when sfichin are allowed and not allowed. So the halacha is as follows. Working your field during the Shemitah year in the normal manner is not allowed, and any produce that is planted or worked in the normal way during the Shemitah year are not allowed either. Again, what about Sfichin though? They were not grown on purpose. So what is their status? The halacha is that on a Torah level, the Torah allows us to use, to eat Sfichin. However, Chazal saw that some farmers worked their fields dishonestly, deceitfully, and then they claimed that the produce grew on its own so they could sell them and make money even during the Shemitah year. Chazal saw that deceit, and to make certain that these farmers did not benefit from their deception, Chazal made Sfichin Usser. In other words, they prohibited all produce grown in the seventh year. So now that they're Usser, now that they became usher to eat, the farmers no longer had an incentive to sin and to work their fields during the Shemitah year. So again, Sfichin are usher midirabbanan as a gzeira to make sure that people don't try and plant during the seventh year and pretend that it grew on its own. And this reason is very important. Because of the reason that Sfichin are usher midirabbanan, again, as a way to prevent people from planting deceitfully during the seventh year, because of the reason for that Isser, not every kind of produce falls under the Isser of Sfichin. The most relevant example for us as consumers is fruit. The whole reason Sfichin are usher is because we're afraid that farmers will plant on purpose and then say that it grew on its own. But with fruit, even if a farmer wanted to do that with fruit, it wouldn't work. Fruit trees take years before they produce fruit. So even if a farmer wanted to be deceitful, it wouldn't help. No fruit would grow in the seventh year. Therefore, fruit do not fall into the Isser of Sfichin. The prohibition of Sfichin does apply to vegetables. It does apply to grains. It does not apply to fruit. There's a few other exceptions as well. For example, Sfichin that grow on land that is owned by a Gentile are also not Usser. That's one exception. There's another exception to the Isser of Sfichin that I will discuss in the next Shir in Mitzvah Hashem. But for our purposes, for this year, I will say again that the Isser of Sfichin does apply to vegetables, it does apply to grains, it does not apply to fruit. And I say that because in the last year, I mentioned a few times that we all need to get into the habit of checking a Shemitah calendar to see when various produce has Kedusha. And now, for today's year, we're learning that we need to check that calendar to see when the Isser of Sfichin begins for any specific vegetable or for any specific grain. Again, we need to know when Kedusha Shvi'is begins, and we also need to know when the Isser of Sfichin begins. So as an illustration, let's take a vegetable as an example. So first, as I mentioned, when it comes to Kedusha Shvi'is, if a vegetable is picked in the seventh year, it has Kedusha Shvi'is. And if it's picked in the sixth or the eighth year, it does not have Kedusha, and the calendar will help us with that. However, what about Sfichin? So the calendar will also tell us when that specific vegetable begins to grow in Israel. The calendar will tell us when that specific vegetable begins to grow, and of course, each vegetable has its own specific range. This one may begin to grow in January. This one may begin to grow Purim time. This one may grow in the summer. And when that vegetable begins to grow, the Isser of Sfichin takes effect for that vegetable or for that grain. And again, as we said, if you look on the calendar for fruit, you will see that there's no Isser of Svichin with fruit. So again, we all must get into the habit of looking at calendars that will be sent out when Shemitah comes, so we'll know when Kedusha Shvi'is begins, but also we'll know when the Isser of Svichin begins and when it ends for various vegetables and grains. I will add that in future Shiurim Mitzvah Hashem, we will discuss ways that we can indeed acquire vegetables or grains even after Svichin are prohibited. But that again will come in future Shiurim Mitzvah Hashem. So that is the Isser of Svichin. In the next year, we will discuss in Mitzvah Hashem where produce has to grow in order to have Kedusha, and the topic of Svichin will come up again then too in Mitzvah Hashem. That's the next year. In the meantime, have an amazing day.